5:51 Friday morning, January 20th, and the city of San Francisco rests under westerly winds, cool temperatures in the mid-50s, and a star-studded sky. President Carter gave his State of the Union message to Congress and the world last evening. The president said he was confident Congress would act on energy despite the problems. And then he outlined some of those problems.
Now, we know what we must do. Increase production. We must cut down on waste. And we must use more of those fuels which are plentiful and more permanent. We must be fair to people, and we must not disrupt our nation's economy and our budget.
They applauded 43 separate times for the president's 30-minute speech. President Carter said that his outlook in 1977 was positive and that the United States saw good economic growth in the past years. Good morning, I'm Roy Story, KYA News. One of the president's wishes, the tax cut, may be the first to be acted upon by Congress. Republican Senator Whip Baker had this reaction to the tax bill.
I don't think there's any doubt but that a tax cut is needed. I think the tax cut ought to be across the board. And I think the Republican tax alternative or the Roth-Kemp approach, the three-year approach amounting to 33 1/3% tax reduction for all classes of taxpayers is far superior to what I think the president was describing tonight.
Senate Republican Whip Baker commenting on the president's State of the Union message and the tax portion of that speech. The San Francisco taxicab problem still with us. And in several ways.
Citywide taxi strike by union drivers is threatened for Saturday unless Mayor Moscone moves to revoke the 91 temporary permits issued after the collapse of the Yellow Cab Company. Union leaders are due to meet with the mayor today. They want to tell him that there isn't enough business for all of the cabs operating now, that a lot of their members are going out and driving 10 hours a day for nothing, unless the mayor and the police chief at least promise to arrest the 30 to 40 cabbies who allegedly are working without any permits at all. The business agent of Local 265 told me there won't be a cab on the streets tomorrow.
KYA's Larry Brownell. The luxury ocean line Pacific Far East is in financial straits. The line owns, among other ships, the beautiful Mariposa, one of the truly pleasant cruise ships of the world. But it may be on its last voyage or about to go on that voyage come March when they go to the islands. Far East is, according to San Francisco Port and Union officials, overdue in rent payments by some $1 million. Far East also owes the Union $1 million in pension fund money. In fact, the line reported a loss of $14.6 million the first 9 months of the year. And this year ends all of their government subsidy money, too. So it just may be the end of the line for the Far East line. Ma Bell wants more money, speaking of same, and has asked for a rate increase of $471 million. In some cases, it would add up to a boost of 40% in monthly phone charges by the company. One young woman asked by KYA News how she felt about the rate increase request said she was from New York and said resignedly,
"I guess they can definitely count me out on getting a bill, you know, a phone put in if it's going to be that much, $44, you know, although, like I said, it is cheaper than New York. But now that we're living here and with the wages here in California, at least San Francisco, that is a lot."
AT&T say they need the money to continue their present rate of expansion in trying to keep up with the public demand for more and better service. They've officially ended water rationing in Marin County. They've ended it unofficially in the East Bay, and now Mayor Moscone of San Francisco says they will have to end it here in the city and soon.
In no event are we going to continue rationing as rationing, but I am absolutely insistent that we have a program of rational conservation in this city, because I think everyone has learned, even the biggest of the optimists among us, that water is in scarce supply, and it isn't unforeseeable that this could happen again.
Moscone feels the people of the city will never go back to the wasteful use of water before rationing was made available to all of us, made us all conscious of water conservation. Walter Newman, president of the Board of Trustees of the DeYoung Museum, comments on the gift of $10 million worth of paintings to the museum by John D. Rockefeller III in an acceptance ceremony yesterday.
That Mr. Rockefeller has reached a decision regarding his intentions for the ultimate disposition of his personal collection of American art. The decision was reached after much thoughtful deliberation, and it is a decision of the enormous magnitude and potential to the Fine Arts Museum's and to San Francisco.
An outstanding honor to the city of San Francisco, said Newman, a move by Rockefeller that shows his love of the San Francisco Bay Area. KYA Sports Mayor Moscone, in telling the baseball commissioner yesterday that he would not allow the Giants to play half their home schedule in Oakland, in effect, just about blew the A's right back into Oakland. At least down and out for this year, Denver prospective purchaser Marvin Davis has to know, he said, by this weekend. And if no decision is reached, then Davis says he cannot buy the team, at least this year. We have a suggestion you offer the National League. Why not have each team in the National League play one of their home games, scheduled to play at their home against the Giants, play the game in Oakland? A stadium at large rating for the Oakland Coliseum Complex. Well, you know, you'd get to see every National League team over there in the East Bay. I think it might be rather interesting. And I'll bet the Coliseum would outdraw the Giants with the same number of games at Candlestick Park. Any takers? KYA weather calls for mostly clear through Friday, turning to partly cloudy Friday night through Saturday. Mostly blue sky through Saturday daylight hours. Should be mostly clear and cooler in the Pebble Beach area today and tomorrow also. Winds from the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently, San Jose, 51 degrees. Oakland, 48. And it's 52 degrees in San Francisco. I'm Roy Story, KYA.
Sleeping, but every morning I wake up and worry.